2.5. Yep. Now that technology they developed, so far it hasn't been deployed in Australia. It's a political football that everybody kicks around a bit, and then the press gets a hold of it, and it gets buried for a while because it's just a little bit too hot. So there's so far been no nuclear repository actually deployed in Australia. It's worth a lot of money. You know, these countries that are reliant on the nuclear energy industry have to get rid of this stuff. And in places like the UK, France, and that, these are not particularly big countries. So invariably, wherever they stick it there, it's actually quite close to rather a large number of people. Whereas potentially, you know, you could sit in the middle of Central Australia somewhere, and yeah, there would be rather large distance between the repository and people. Absolutely. At a really good price. That's what the politicians are always looking for, is the fact they can get so much money for just storing this stuff. But nobody's done it so far because there's such a lot of issues to do with it. Okay, the radiation needs to be monitored that in such repositories, so just your refreshing on how we deal with radiation monitoring. A classical old Geiger counter that you would use in the movies, for instance, relies on a discharge process where a radiation event is picked up in a tube which uses a gas. Gas then will, in this case it's argon, be ionized by that incoming radiation, and an electron will be released. You then use a large potential difference between the anode and the cathode to magnify this electron so that it smashes into another atom and generates multiple electrons, which smash into another atom and generate multiple electrons again. So we get this cascade from the first particle that goes in, for instance, a beta particle, where it hits its argon. You then generate a large flux of electrons, which generates, at the end of the day, a beep coming out of your classical Geiger counter. So it's called an avalanche effect, and you can see the time frame. We get our initial one electron, a microsecond later we've got 10 to the 10 electrons. And so that's sufficient current then to drive our little beep, beep, beep as you get closer and closer to your beta emitter. The gamma radiation is measured with a gamma ray spectrometer. The earth science guys like these things because these are, there are a lot of radioactive elements on the uranium decay series, and the various other heavy metals have their own decay series. You're able to then figure out using these gamma ray spectrometers the characteristic rocks that are sitting underneath from the gamma ray patterns that you're picking up. So they can fly over in a plane, they can be looking at the gamma rays that are coming up off the landscape and say, this is the rock formation that we're just flying over. Then after that, they go down on the ground with a little handheld gamma ray spectrometer to find out exactly where those rocks are. So they're a really nice way of prospecting. Obviously, in the case of radiation monitoring, if you're dealing with a radionuclide that undergoes gamma decay, then this is the technique that you would use.